But PJ, year five of the ECC Sports Scholarships. Hard to believe the years have flown by. And five very worthy recipients that you have here today in Loch George.
Yeah, absolutely. The five stand out, really, you know, in a very competitive nature, you know, like there's so many good ladies football, camogie, hurling and football young stars around at the moment. It's very hard to pick five, but I think the five that we picked, they deserve them, you know.
Especially in ladies football, where Kilkerran and Glamorgan have been the dominant force in recent times nationally, and it's to their club you go for the ladies award winner.
Yeah, Aisling Madden, as I said earlier on, if I ever seen a young Annette Clark, this is her. Class footballer. She came on against Kilmacud in the semi-final for the last 20 minutes and she was excellent. She's a real star, this girl.
Two Sarsfields camogie players get awarded as well, and of course they'll have a big say in how the Galway Miners get on against Kilkenny at the weekend as well.
Yeah, I've actually been watching both of these for the last couple of years. Cuiva is very classy, very stylish player, and Kira, well, she look at, you only have to look at the breeding, the family that she comes from, and two big stars for the future.
A Kelly, Anna McGrann, of course, Porrick and Hopper from that famous Sarsfields team of the 90s, they were here today to support their daughters. A dual star, but a hurler with Turlough Moore that got the nod for you as well today.
Yeah, Killian was actually nominated last year for this, but he wasn't doing the leaving cert, so he had to wait till this year. But an extremely talented young fella, won an All-Ireland with Galway footballers minor 2 years ago, as did Colm Costello, the football nominee. But Killian is a very, very talented young fella. A bit unlucky at the moment. He has an injury, so he will miss the under-20 game at the weekend. But keep an eye on him. He's a very good talent.
Yeah, a lot of people would know Killian Trair's dad, Johnny, from playing goals with Tuam Stars for years. And you mentioned Colm Costello, who, of course, starred as late as last night with the Galway under-20 footballers.
Yeah, he was another fellow that was in contention last year, but he wasn't doing the leaving cert until this year. But you only have to watch him in his first game for Galway in the 20s this year. He scored 10 points. An excellent footballer. Again, last night he scored 1-2. Very, very talented young fella. The sky's the limit for this lad.
I know you gave the Soaring Star Award as well, which is a highlight for all of the previous award recipients over the last 4 years. Salim O'Connella, who's off with the Galway footballers to London. So is it nice from your perspective to see the scholarships that you've given out already bearing fruit?
Absolutely. And if you look at all the All-Irelands that have been won by the nominees, we now have 25 scholarships given out over the last 5 years. And every one of them have done well. Every one of them. And if you only look at like Kilkerran and Clonburn or Sarsfields, the Galway minor footballers. So every year, every team in Galway has a chance of doing something, and these are the future for Galway.
It's a big time in their lives as well, PJ, obviously with the leaving cert exam coming up in a couple of months' time, and they move on to third level. So I think it's quite clear this is a big help to them as well, and I'm sure you hope it is.
Well, I'd say it, not alone from a morality point of view, but maybe from a confidence point of view, to think that they were picked for these. I think they all appreciate it, and they're all very grateful. But it gives them a bit of a lift, you know, just from a confidence point of view. So when Colm Costello is playing next week, like, you know, he'll be maybe scoring 12 points next week against Roscommon. But it just gives them a confidence, and especially for the families as well, like the parents, like, who have put in so much work into them over the years, and now we're faced with the cost of college for the next 4 years, you know. And that's not easy. So hopefully this will be a small help.